Hey, it's Wei, and you're listening to Untethered and Prosperous, the podcast where we focus on the two biggest things passionate, purpose-driven entrepreneurs need to untether to become wildly prosperous and successfully happy. And those two huge anchors are bad money stories and chronic self-sabotage. So what we do is have real and inspiring conversations with amazing entrepreneurs who have done just that. So get ready to get untethered and get prosperous. Hey, it's Wayne. Welcome to another episode of the Untethered and Prosperous podcast, which is all about helping you becoming more untethered from your bad money stories or your chronic self-sabotage patterns to lead a more optimal and more prosperous life or business. And once again, we have an 8-minute mic drop where we have an upcoming amazing guest leave a tip or strategy in 8 minutes or less for you to get excited about and maybe immediately apply and then look forward to the full episode. On this episode, we have Carmen Williams from Down Under, and I won't go into too much, but she has a 7-figure VA business, so you definitely want to listen in to what she has to say. So, Carmen, 8 minutes or less, leave a tip or strategy so you can drop the mic and leave the interview.
Thank you. So in the podcast, we talk about feeling all sorts of emotions and having beliefs that might not work for you. And I think the key thing is to recognize those, but then not let them stop you from taking action. So I've still got some of those things going on, but I recognize it. And then if I can see it for what it is, I can still take action. I believe that in business, taking action is like one of the most important things, even if it doesn't turn out being the right action. You just need to keep on moving, keep on trying things, keep on doing things. And if you let a feeling stop you, I think that can be problematic.
Yeah. And what would you say is one way that you do that? Do you journal it out? Do you talk it out? Or do you go into a meditative slumber, which is what I sometimes do?
I think it's recognizing it, however that works for you. So, for example, sometimes I have a bit of anxiety and I was speaking to one of my children who also sometimes experiences that. And I said, the anxiety isn't the problem. Obviously, you need to manage it. You need to, you know, reduce your stimulus and whatever. So you need it when, but it becomes a problem if it stops you from doing things that you want to do. So going up and, you know, doing that presentation or speaking to those people or jumping on the plane if you're scared. So, you know, you can become aware of it through journaling. I don't really do journaling, through talking to a friend, through just stopping and going, what's going on for me here? Why aren't I doing this?
Right. And, you know, what do we say to people? And I don't know if this has ever happened to you, but for me, it's like, I don't even realize I've stopped. I basically very, you know, very covertly distracting myself into staying in action, but in the wrong type of action. So I don't take the action that I should be taking.
Yeah. Sometimes I do that as well. And so I might catch it a little bit further down the track than maybe ideal. But you know, right. Recognizing that you're not making that important phone call and you're sorting your inbox instead, like that's a good sign to go, okay, what's going on for me here?
Right.
I've got the benefit of having a business partner who, because I take lots of action usually. And so if I'm not taking action, she sometimes recognizes it before I do and says, hey, Carmen, what's going on for you around this?
Right. Oh, that's so good right there. It's almost like an accountability action partner, right?
Yeah. Well, she just sees a difference in how I'm acting.
Yeah. And I think that's something to be said around those. If you don't have a business partner, maybe have a mentor or a coach that you check in with on a regular basis that is intimately aware of, you know, your behavior patterns and your habits and all those different things that you do so that they can say, hey, by the way, whatever happened to that thing you said you were going to do, but you're not doing. And yeah, I think that could be a way to do it as well.
Yeah, and not in a, because I know a lot of people love accountability, but I hate it. I do like the supportive, like instead of going, you know, why aren't you doing that? It's like, hey, come and just let's stop and think. Like I've recognized this in before you have, and let's explore what's going on. So that's the sort of tone I like. But other people love accountability. So whatever works, I say.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like, well, because Maureen's like, both of you are great coaches. So, I mean, that you would, it would only be natural. And that's what I say, like, now, yeah, you're right. I mean, I joined an accountability program many years ago, and it wasn't, it was, it got to a point where it's like, don't tell me what to do. I'm going to do what I want to do. I quit.
Because sometimes if I'm not taking action, and I stop and think about it, it's because I've made a decision that I want to redo. And so maybe it's good that I've recognized that I'm not taking action, because now I want to do something else, or I've reconsidered what's important to me. So, yeah, I think it's quite nuanced, that support. And so it's good to go to someone, you know, like yourself, who's really experienced in supporting people around that.
Yeah, that, you know, so if, for those of you listening, if you don't have a coach or a mentor, get one. Because, or a good, really good partner that also coaches really well, instead of just calling out on your stuff. But I think that's a perfect 8-minute mic drop, because it's a challenge that I think so many people struggle with. Even it doesn't matter if you're 6, 7, 8, 9 figures. I talked to a 9-figure entrepreneur, and we were just having drinks, and he was saying something very similar, that, you know, it's like, I know what I need to be doing this, but God, this still is a issue with me. And then I was like, wow, that's really cool. Can I interview? No, I wasn't going to interview him. He's like, no, you don't need to. We're just friends. Let's leave it at that. But I'll listen to your stuff. But I think that's a beautiful thing. And however you, whatever check-in system you build into place, I think there's almost a systematic way you could do that. Once you understand the way you uniquely work, like you say, it's very nuanced depending on how you uniquely are, right? But I think that's a beautiful tip and strategy that, in spite of yourself, has helped you achieve great results, helped a lot of people, help a lot of your clients, and allow you that freedom to be able to continue to work on that and still move forward in life in a very powerful way. So I think that's good. I think you can drop the mic now. What are you still doing here? I still see you. You still left the building. Oh, no, wow. I'm kidding.
Walk away.
I know. Well, thank you, Carmen. Thank you so much for that. And if, you know, like I said, if you want to hear more, then you've got to subscribe to the podcast. Hit your notification, because in a week or two, Carmen's full episode is coming out. So you can get, I'm telling you, there are layers and layers of nuggets from this amazing woman and what she has done in her life, and also to impact others, and then more to come beyond that with her and her business partner. So that's pretty much it. So with that being said, again, Carmen, thank you for that. That was an amazing tip. Hopefully that will get people to come on in and join in on the rest of the fun in the next episode, because it was a lot of fun. And that's it for this episode. Thank you for listening, because you listening is what inspires our guests and me to continue doing what we can to help untether and elevate more human beings to new heights of prosperous success. Now, if what you heard today inspired you to want to finally untether from the bad money stories or chronic self-sabotage behavior patterns that's been holding you back, then you'll want to join our exclusive members-only private podcast that dives deeper into the topics discussed here, along with more actionable strategies, tips, and trainings. Just click on the link in the description of this episode to find out more. Until next time.